When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We thought we'd get a plea today from Nick Reiner, but that is not happening because his high-profile lawyer has pulled out of the case, and Emily Valdez was there.
Attorney Alan Jackson told reporters outside the courtroom he is legally and ethically not allowed to explain why he has to remove himself as counsel for Nick Reiner. But he did say he believes Nick is not guilty.
Be very, very clear about this. My team and I remain deeply, deeply committed to Nick Reiner and to his best interests.
32-year-old Nick Reiner did appear in court, this time not wearing the suicide prevention clothing, but rather regular jail garb. He stood behind a glass wall during the hearing where the judge approved Jackson's removal of himself from the case.
We're not just convinced. We know that the legal process will reveal the true facts of the circumstances surrounding this case, Nick's case.
Now, a public defender will take over. Reiner is charged with the stabbing deaths of his mother and father, Michelle and Rob Reiner, in their Brentwood home on December 14th. And Nick does have a well-documented history of mental illness and substance abuse. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.